Previously on MasterChef.
Watch your fingers.
Oh, oh my God.
Crabs put the home cooks in a pinch.
So gross.
And a very simple ingredient.
This, as a dessert, could be game over.
Left the MasterChef kitchen divided.
Sweet or savory, let's weed out the runts right now.
Ending with Justin's exit.
Was that cans of corn in the center?
From the competition. Tonight.
Vegas, baby.
Your entertainers are in the building.
It's a high-stakes team challenge.
Pick your star players or your star ingredient.
But when the home cooks bet big.
We're opening in 60 seconds. Now look at this.
Whose gamble will pay off and who will lose it all in the dreaded pressure test?
Come on! Don't even cut it! Just bring it!
Hey, you! What are you doing?
Look at me. Calm down. I'll throw you in the pool.
The best home cooks in America have arrived in Sin City to double down for their next high-stakes team challenge.
Here I am, in the middle of this overwhelming avalanche of glitz, glamour, and action, and I think I blend right in.
Las Vegas is a big food city. Anybody who's anybody has a restaurant in Las Vegas.
I've come to Vegas many times, and I've never lost in Vegas. And I am not going to lose tonight.
Welcome, guys. Come on down.
Wow.
Awesome. Everything is stunning. We're on a rooftop in Vegas at night, and it's like top notch. So I know that we have to be right here.
Welcome, everyone, to fabulous Las Vegas. Now, we're here at Dre's Beach Club and Nightclub on top of the stunning Cromwell Hotel. Obviously, we can all see that there is one home cook missing. Unfortunately, Dan had to leave and is no longer in the competition. He's absolutely fine and he's headed back to Chicago. But the good news is that there's one less person now standing in your way. Now, who's feeling lucky?
Americans come to Las Vegas to be entertained. But who takes care of the entertainers? Who shows them a good time? Tonight, that will be you.
You're going to have to cook an incredible meal for 101 Las Vegas entertainers.
These people are used to, like, the best dishes there are. I mean, Gordon Ramsay's got 4 restaurants in Vegas. They probably eat the best food there is.
Steven, Shelley, since you had the winning dishes in the last elimination challenge, you will be the team captains. Steven, you had the best dish.
Thank you.
So now you have to make a very important decision. You can either pick your whole team first, or you can decide which protein each team will cook with tonight.
Vegas is all about luxury, indulgence, and first up is a protein that truly defines Las Vegas. Fresh, live lobster. It's clearly expensive, it's luxurious, but it can also be very tricky to cook, especially when you're cooking over 100 of them.
Lobster says Las Vegas. It's what is going to win this challenge. So I want that lobster, but I don't want Shelley to know that I want it.
Steven, big fan of lobster?
Yeah, it's hard to cook, you know? That's a tough one.
Now, under this cloche, is America's everyday favorite protein. The most amazing, chicken tenders. Far more commonplace and much simpler to work with than the lobster. But it's not a kid's party, let's get that right. You need to take these tenders and turn it into something delicious that really belongs on a Vegas table.
So, Steven, you now have a decision to make. You pick either your star players or your star ingredient.
I'm going to play some mind games here. The smarter captain's going to come out on top, and I'm going to outthink Shelley.
I'll pick my team.
Shelley, that means you have the pick, the most amazing glamorous lobster, or the chicken tenders.
As a single mom from Brooklyn, Shelley's going to be more comfortable with cooking chicken, something that she cooks every day. I know I'm going to get everything I want. My dream team and that beautiful lobster. We're in Vegas, baby. You gotta gamble to win it all.
You know, I don't come from a lot,
so I know chicken.
Hook, line, and sinker, baby. She fell for it.
Stephen, how are you feeling about the lobster? Because I didn't think that was your favorite protein.
I wanted it.
You want the lobster?
Absolutely.
Right.
It's the Jedi thing going.
Time to pick your team.
I'm hoping Stephen does not pick my dream team, Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Jesse.
I'm going to go with Jesse. Woo!
And Sarah.
I'm going to take Sarah.
It's like someone punched me in my stomach.
I'm going to choose Olivia. Tommy right there. Let's go, Carrie.
Steven picks 4 out of my 5 top picks, and I'm thinking in my head, like, don't pick Nick, don't pick Nick, don't pick Nick.
Final pick.
I need people who can work together and make it happen. I'm going to go with Nick.
Nick.
Woo! So, Shelly, your blue team consists of Claudia, Christopher, Hethel, Ailsa, Veronica, Katrina, and Derek.
You guys are going to have just 60 minutes to prep, cook, and plate your dishes, and then another 60 minutes to serve them.
The winning team will be safe from elimination. The losing team will be facing the dreaded pressure test, where at least one of you will be going home.
Right. Red team, blue team, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Your time starts now.
Go, go.
Both teams now have just 60 minutes to conceive and prep an upscale entree for 101 Las Vegas entertainers.
All right, guys. I want to do something that's elegant. So what I'm thinking is we're going to do like a saffron butter sauce at the bottom with a classic remoulade.
Hold on. We should not be hammering out chicken. We don't have time for that.
We can do it. Inside the remoulade, we're going to have some mango, some kale, some goat cheese, so those big pops of flavor.
Mango's going to take a long time to peel and cut.
Oh, please, I do that. Okay. Yeah, we have so many people. I'm an island girl, too.
Okay. I voiced my opinion. I was shot down by team captain.
All right, you guys ready to go to work?
This dish is the worst idea.
1, 2, 3, blue! Blue!
While the blue team preps Captain Shelley's complicated chicken roulade,
we're going to go with a fresh lobster herb salad and then a little bit of smashed Yukon potatoes. We're going to marry that with this lobster that I'm grilling.
Over on the red team, Captain Steven is taking a simple, no-nonsense approach.
Jesse, Charlie, you're on lobster. Tommy and Nick, you're on vegetables, all right? You, I want a herb salad. I want tabbouleh minus the grain.
A good team has a great leader, and great leaders control their team.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
We're talking about our plans individually.
No, there is no individual. Okay, here. No, listen to me. Just 1 second. I'm going to piss you off today, all right? But if you believe in me and if you have faith in me, I will keep you out of the pressure test, all right?
Right now, if Steven told me to scale off the side of the building and clean a window, I'm going to clean a window.
Let's go, go, go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll.
Get your bowls going. Start cutting your vegetables there.
Wow. Stephen, I mean, he rolled the dice, ignored the protein, and went for this dream team scenario. But can you make over 100 portions of perfect lobster?
Yeah, consistently.
That's, there you go. That's Shelley's big advantage tonight.
Right.
Chicken holds, granted, but you've got to elevate that a little bit. Mm-hmm. What they're underestimating is how finicky these entertainers are because they want something special. They see it all the time.
Just 20 minutes in, and the blue team is already questioning Shelley's leadership and her dish.
Don't you just want to toothpick these? This is taking way too much time.
Make it simple. Make it quick. Yep. Let's roll through them. Come on, guys. All right.
Right, Captain Shelley.
Yes, Chef.
Tell me about the dish. What are you doing?
Right now, we are going to do a remoulade with mango.
It's a roulade, not a remoulade.
Roulade,
a roulade. So a rolled chicken. You have time to get that done? Way too complicated. Way, way, way too complicated.
Shelly has no idea what she's doing.
Derek, you stuffed the chicken, so it's going to take so much longer to cook. So
I know.
Whose idea was it with the stuffed roulade?
What is Shelly thinking? I'm just beyond baffled.
No.
We are so screwed. We're going down in flames.
The MasterChef home cooks have just 20 minutes before they have to serve dinner to 101 VIP guests.
All right, keep going, keep going.
Red team, blue team, your Vegas entertainers are arriving.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Look behind you.
From the Rio, the Chippendales.
With all entertainers scheduled to perform this evening, the pressure to serve dishes on time is greater than ever.
The Jubilee Showgirls.
You see showgirls, you see magicians, comedians, and I'm thinking, we gotta feed them. They're about to sit down.
Red team, blue team, your Vegas entertainers have arrived. They are in the building. 8 minutes to go. Right, Stephen.
Well, yes, sir.
Explain the dish, please.
Okay, I have a variation of a piccata sauce on top of this lobster that I'm grilling, and then a little bit of smashed Yukon potatoes with olive oil and a slice of truffle butter.
Listen, great effort. Now it's just down to the execution and making sure, Stephen, you get over 100 exactly like that, okay?
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Well done.
While Red Team's grilled lobster looks to be an early odds-on favorite...
That's perfecto.
The blue team, led by Shelley, are rolling the dice with their complicated take on the more humble chicken protein.
Wow.
Blue team, all of you, come here, quickly. That is what we've just been given after 60 minutes. We are about to start service. And look at this. But if I was you, I'd have a meeting and get you together.
Gotta
quickly, check. We're opening in 60 seconds.
Yes, sir. This is my worst nightmare right now. We have to serve 101 entertainers and we have nothing.
Oh, my Lord.
Guys, we didn't pick it up.
And we're open, guys.
You guys, full speed ahead.
All right, let's go.
Whenever you want to go, we're ready to serve.
We're ready to roll.
Let's go.
All right, let's go, guys.
It's ready right now.
Well done. Service, please.
All right, keep going. As soon as they take those plates, get 6 more going.
All right, we got it.
Red team plates start flying out of the kitchen.
Okay. Oh, damn it. Not done. Stop pulling them so early. Get them in that back pan.
But the blue team is unable to produce any chicken roulade plates.
Blue team, our guests are expected to be served.
We're not ready, chef.
This is incredible.
We're not going to be able to do it. There ain't no time to tie these up.
Chicken guys, I need at least 1 pan.
How many portions of chicken have we got?
As of right now, chef, ready 0.
Oh, my God.
But en route, are we at 100 yet?
No, we're just under at 74. 74, chef.
70, we've got 25 60 to go. On.
Yes, 25 to go, chef.
69, 74. Hey, we're not playing bingo.
As the blue team struggles to get their first completed dish out...
Hey, we're ahead of the game, so we can make them shine.
Steven's red team is a stacked deck of all-star cooks. But at the plating station, Tommy seems to be in over his head.
Tommy, stop throwing food on the plate. Place it on there. Yeah, come on, Tommy.
Less is more. Less is more.
Finesse.
Yes.
Finesse. Get your glasses back on. Sure.
Tommy's on the line. His portions are oversized, sloppy.
You got a dessert spoon in your hand.
I don't know what planet he went to.
Tommy, wipe the plates. Tommy, wipe the plates!
The plates?
Are you all right? Hey, look at me. Calm down, or I'll throw you in the pool.
Things are starting to go down quick, so that's it.
Tommy, you're fired. Sarah, come up here. Tommy, you go make potatoes. Sarah, come here, please.
Good move getting rid of Tommy at the front here, by the way.
I'm going to put him on potatoes. I know he can't screw that up.
Don't burn them, Tommy.
I won't burn
them. Please, God, Tommy.
Oh, I'm not going to burn potatoes. I don't burn food.
While the red team attempts to get back on track, Christina checks in with the guests to see if they're enjoying the red team's lobster with roasted vegetables and smashed Yukon potatoes.
All right, what's happening down here? Are you guys lobster fans?
The lobster was amazing. I love the potatoes.
I wanted to lick the plate.
Okay.
I loved it.
The blue team is cooking chicken. As you can tell, they're a little bit behind. I'm hoping that it gets out to you.
You can't vote for something you don't taste.
Halfway through service, the blue team still hasn't produced a single dish.
Come on. This is embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God, this is a disaster.
Somebody, take control, please.
Someone has to take charge, so I have to do it.
I'm going
to
do the chicken. I got this, okay?
All right, gotcha.
We will catch up.
Thank you, Derek.
Now I'm in takeover mode. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get plates out.
Service, please.
These two here. Beautiful.
Keep pushing, guys. Keep pushing. Service, please.
Shelley has just checked out.
I'm sorry. I'm not strong enough.
And now I feel like I'm team captain.
Here, you follow me and wipe the plates. Make sure they're clean and looking good, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, food's getting out. Yeah, that's important.
Christopher is trying to sear the chicken, putting it in the oven. He's watching the veg. He is the one guy cooking.
Right behind. Excuse me. Right behind. Move.
Thank you, Chris. You're our rock star.
And Derek's the one guy plating. Honest to God, you could get rid of every other person and you wouldn't know. You wouldn't notice at all.
Keep pushing.
I'm working oven, I'm braising, I'm working stove.
As Derek rallies his blue teammates to a strong finish.
You guys are rocking. Keep pushing.
On the red team, Tommy is once again testing Stephen's patience.
Hey, you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Not so brown on the potatoes.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Get him out.
Turn off the burner. Turn the burner on medium, at least. Oh, for God's sakes.
Tommy.
Yes?
Wake up a little bit.
I am awake.
We only have this many potatoes left.
I can't believe my eyes. As soon as I send Tommy back to the potatoes, he's burning potatoes. We don't have very many potatoes left. We can't afford to burn any potatoes.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Or are you just trying to sabotage?
No, I'm not trying to sabotage anyone.
You're kicked off the line. Look at me. You're standing in front of the potatoes.
I thought that's how they're supposed to look.
You are kidding me.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Not that black.
Hey, Tommy, you go away.
Everywhere I go, I'm just getting full on volcanic hatred from everybody.
Get away from here. Go stand in the back. Just stand in the back.
I'm just trying to help. And all I'm getting is stabbed in the eyeballs with a sharp stick.
Hey, you, Tommy, you go away. Get away from here. Go clean the kitchen.
I can't afford mistakes right now. We need to be spot on with every dish. We don't need subpar here.
Keep it going, Stephen. Last quarter. This is where it really counts. Getting those votes.
As the red team bids to rebound from Tommy's burnt potatoes, blue team's Derek has taken control and is leading his team back.
Perfect. We got a rhythm.
Derek, we got momentum now?
We do, Chef. We're on a roll.
Now we're on track, and we're getting food out. And I think we have a chance.
Get over here. Everyone, all hands on deck.
Thank you, Derek.
All hands on deck.
There's still a little luck left in Vegas.
Despite the early stumbles, the blue team's chicken roulade seems to have hit the jackpot with the guests.
I love the blue team's chicken. Worth the wait.
Okay.
I did enjoy the chicken more than I did the lobster.
All right, let's get these out.
With Tommy relegated to dishwasher,
we got this, guys.
The red team is back to looking like a professional kitchen.
We are rocking and rolling back here.
Is this the last one?
We're done.
I don't think we've ever seen a performance like this.
They crushed it.
Crushed it. 101 lobsters gone. 8 minutes to hang out and high-five each other.
Finishing early is great, but none of that matters if the guests don't like our food.
Just because we're done doesn't mean we won.
Right, yeah.
We stay humble.
6.5 minutes to go, blue team.
Okay, chicken. You're going. Chicken.
You still got 24 guests to serve, guys.
24?
I need shallots. Give it to me.
Got it, go.
Push them forward. Service.
Oh, my God, we're running out.
We need chicken.
2.5 minutes to go.
We have more chicken?
Come on, don't even cut it. Just bring it.
Take that one.
Every plate you don't serve is a lost vote.
Don't panic. Breathe.
10.
Stay in order.
9. 8.
Service.
7.
9.
6. 5. 4.
Service.
3.
Service.
2. 1. And stop. Service is over. Service is over. Oh, blue team.
We have 8 plates on the table that we weren't able to get out. 8 plates is 8 votes. I'm just hoping at this point that the food we put out tastes 100 times better than the red team's.
I trust you had an enjoyable dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, please begin the voting. Thank you.
Each of the 101 Vegas entertainers will now cast their vote with either a blue or red playing card.
Each performer is coming through and, like, doing their little thing and then giving their vote, and I'm seeing, like, red, 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 and I'm like, yeah, obviously.
I start seeing all these blue cards, and I'm like, dude, what? We're shocked.
There's a lot of blue cards that are being put in the box. And if we lose to the blue team, then Lady Luck is a real bitch.
I'm seeing a lot of blue cards. Way more blue cards than I expected. We might have this.
Red team, blue team, of the 101 votes cast, there are just 3 votes separating both teams. This has to be the closest ever. the winning team with 52 of the votes against 49. The winners are, congratulations, the red team! Well done, red team! Ladies and gentlemen, give them a big round of applause. Blue team, you will be facing the dreaded pressure test, where at least one of you will be going home. Now, one last thing you should know. You won't all be facing the pressure test. Just four members of the blue team will face the pressure test. Captain Shelley.
You were the team captain, and you are not
facing the pressure test. You'll be picking three of them to be safe.
Shelley has an opportunity here to go two different ways. She can reward the hardworking, deserving people and keep the lesser in the pressure test, or she can flop it and put really strong, hardworking, good cooks in the pressure test. We'll see.
Going into this pressure test, I don't know if I want to save people based off their performance or based off of who is a threatless competition.
Here I am entering one of the most prestigious chop houses in the world. It's thrilling. It's nerve-wracking. I'm just hoping that I don't get into my own head and screw myself over.
Blue team, your pressure test is going to take place in one of the finest restaurants in all of Las Vegas, Gordon Ramsay's Steak, here in Paris, Las Vegas.
To stay in the competition, you will be cooking steak. And there's only one person on the planet that can judge a Gordon Ramsay steak challenge. The big boss man himself, Gordon Ramsay.
Godfather of steak. Gordon Ramsay is going to be judging us. I've never cooked steak in my life. I'm a vegetarian, so if Shelley doesn't save me, I know I'm going home today.
There are eight of you in front of me. You lost last night's big team challenge, and now you have to face the dreaded pressure test. Shelley, your performance last night was lackluster. Where did it start going wrong, Claudia?
I think right from the beginning. I tried to make some changes and tried to suggest certain things that I felt could potentially help our dish become a complete dish, but, you know, it wasn't complete entree.
Katrina, what did you see?
I thought stuffing a chicken was a bad idea. We didn't have the time to do it.
Right now, my team is completely throwing me under the bus, and the wheels of blame just keeps going over my back repeatedly.
She had a great idea for a dish, but it's not a dish that could be executed in 60 minutes for 101 people.
I feel bashed over the head right now, and I have to say something. Okay, chef, was I a flawless leader? No, we were not time efficient in a lot of things. I feel that everybody worked hard. Did I know they were going to throw me on the bus? Of course I did, because they were under their breaths talking the entire time. I've done this dish once in my life, but I knew it was an
then
elevated
why was that
dish.
What you suggested?
Because I knew
if
it was
you've
an
done
elevated
it one time, why would you suggest
this is the
that?
Voices. This is it. This is how it was going.
We know being the strongest ones here, you're going to throw us in.
Shelley, you'll now have to name the three people based on the performance that will join the red team on the balcony, safe from elimination.
This person worked extremely hard, gave input, shifted around when things went awry. So the first person I want to save is Hethel.
Hethel, please, head upstairs.
Thank you.
What did Hethel do? You're saving the person that did the least amount of work on our team? Where are we right now?
So, Shelley, your second choice.
This person impressed me during the challenge because she was just had her head down and kept going. Veronica.
Veronica, please join the red team up on the balcony.
Giselle.
Shelley, your third and final choice.
This person worked hard, got things on the plate, and was overall a big part of the team. Katrina.
Katrina, please head upstairs.
Shelley has just saved the weakest three people on her team, and I realize this is a direct hit.
Fine, girl. That's what you want? Bring it.
Shelly.
Yes, chef.
Please, head upstairs.
I won't forget it.
It's a competition. I'm putting the four strongest competitors in the pressure test because I want to knock them out.
Claudia, Derek, Christopher, Elsa, please, pick up your aprons. Thank you.
You are all about to face the fire of this pressure test. And one more thing. It's not just one pressure test. It's two. Ugh.
In the first half of this pressure test, you will all have to cook steak to the temperature that Gordon demands. Then, in a one-on-one battle for survival, the remaining two will do it all over again. With a different cut and a different temperature.
Service, please.
Thank you. First up, I would like a New York strip, one of the most popular steaks available. One of my favorite steaks, and I want it cooked medium rare.
You will each have 20 minutes to make a perfect medium-rare New York strip steak. Gordon will taste all four steaks blind. He will not know which of you cooked which steak. The two home cooks who get closest to steak perfection will be saved.
Is everyone ready to fire up those steaks?
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Your 20 minutes starts now.
Go!
Bye, guys!
Woo! This pressure test is a bucket list pressure test. We're cooking in a professional kitchen in the nicest restaurant in Las Vegas. Thanks, Shelly. Of all pressure tests, this is where I'm going to shine.
Claudia and Elsa pull it out. Come on.
So, Gordon, what are you looking for with a mid-rare New York strip?
The secret behind this one tonight is the sear. There's a big line of fat opposite the bone, and that needs to be rendered. So if they're smart, they'll cook fat side down first, render that fat down, and that will then tenderize the steak. But that first cut is pivotal. I want to see it juicy. I want to see it pink in the middle.
I'm not getting that sear on the steak.
Let's go, guys. 10 minutes remaining.
If you don't get that perfect caramelized sear, then you will never achieve the perfect steak.
It's so important that nothing goes wrong when you're cooking a New York strip bone-in, medium rare for Gordon Ramsay in 20 minutes. Because if there's a single misstep, like, it's game over.
Chef kid.
Oh.
What?
I didn't sear the fat side down to render it. It's too late.
It's coming up to 5 minutes now for a perfect medium rare.
Drink the cook of this New York strip. I'm second-guessing myself with when I should take it out. And I think I take it out a little too early. I think it's a little under.
Guys, just 1 minute remaining.
Great sear. Really good sear bone.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 in the window. Thank you. Service, please.
This is a very intense moment. Pressure's on. I'm glad it's not me. You ever seen Goodfellas? Somebody's getting whacked tonight.
Gordon, you have your four New York strip steaks, medium rare, as you requested. We are looking for the two best.
This one. Great sear. Whoever cooked this New York strip cooked it with finesse. Cooked beautifully. Mid-rare in the center, mid-rare throughout. Delicious.
I served Gordon Ramsay a perfect steak in Gordon Ramsay's steak. Can't believe it. Like, my mom would be freaking flipping out right now.
Second steak. Visually, Graham, Christine, you can see from there, white fat running through. The sear underneath, in need of color. No color means no flavor. really important that the steak's cooked evenly both sides.
This is embarrassing. As a restaurant manager, if I can't cook a steak properly for Gordon Ramsay, I might as well just go home.
It's a sign of a very lazy chef when they just sear on top and forget underneath.
This could stifle my career. No one's going to want to work in a restaurant with me. I'm doomed. I'm doomed, 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 doomed.
Second steak. White fat running through. It's a sign of a very lazy chef when they just sear on top and forget underneath.
I know my steak is a dud, and I'm freaking out now.
Yeah. This is rare. Nowhere near cooked. It actually tastes better than it looks. Unfortunately, that would have been sent back within a heartbeat. Steak number three. No seasoning. Insufficient colour. And underneath, oh dear.
Wow.
Wow, it's mealy. Now that looks like boiled beef.
Not touched.
That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm amazed. Undercooked, just trying to get in. Inside it's raw. The only thing missing on this one is its horns. Yeah, that's hard to swallow. That one would never leave the kitchen. Finally, steak number four. Great sear on the edges here. I want more of that. That's exactly what we're looking for. The sear underneath equals sear underneath. The cut. And there you can see 2 minutes short and slightly undercooked. Decent flavor. Saving grace behind this one is that you've got the sear underneath, the seasoning is correct. It's just 2 minutes short of cooking time. What a shame.
It's not perfect, but I'm hoping that this steak gets me safe and up on that balcony.
Gordon, can you please identify the first steak that will save the home cook from elimination?
There's one steak tonight, Christina, that's head and shoulders above the rest. This steak.
Will the home cook that prepared this steak reveal themselves to Gordon?
Good job, dude.
I had a target on my back. Now I've validated it.
Congratulations. Great job.
Thanks, Chef.
Amazing.
And I can just feel Shelly's energy. She knows she messed up. I can't wait to take her out.
We have three steaks remaining. Can you please identify the final steak good enough to save that home cook from elimination?
I just cooked a steak for Gordon Ramsay, and he liked it. This Latina is on fire.
Congratulations.
I'm so glad I don't have to go into that second pressure test. I wouldn't want to be in Christopher or Elsa's shoes right now.
Christopher and Elsa, please come forward and find out your final challenge.
Wow, the stakes are really high, and I'm not talking about the one we're cooking. I'm talking about this next particular cut of meat that I'm making could be worth $250,000.
One final steak stands between you and elimination. Gordon, what are they going to have to make?
In the industry, we call this the Rolls Royce of steaks, and certainly one of the most expensive cuts anywhere. Filet. An incredible filet mignon. This one takes more finesse than any other steak combined. I would like my filet mignon cooked rare. For one of you, the end is coming.
You will each have 15 minutes to cook Gordon a rare filet mignon. The person with the most delicious steak will live to cook another day in this competition.
Elsa, Christopher, your 15 minutes starts now.
It's down to Elsa and Chris, and I have my fingers crossed. Come on, Elsa, pull this out and send Chris home.
So filet mignon cooked rare in 15 minutes.
Christina, one of the most difficult to get right. There's hardly any fat running through that filet mignon, so you need to, you know, introduce new textures with basting, you know, every 30 seconds. And roll it round so it sears evenly.
Ooh, baby.
You know, it's got to be rare in the center, but warm. Biggest mistake any home cook would make is that they'll cook it rare, but it's cold. I'm worried about this one. This is the most difficult steak to cook.
What do I want?
My strategy is to get a nice sear on all sides and then have lots of butter and oil in there to make sure it doesn't dry out. Then stick it in the oven so it doesn't lose any of its juiciness.
Can I have time, please? Okay, guys, 7 minutes remaining.
7 minutes? Okay, thank you.
When I was cooking the New York Strip, I was in survival mode. While cooking this filet mignon, I'm in fighting mode. I'm looking for revenge. I'm pissed. I need to make the best steak possible. I've got to really make sure that I'm searing well and basting well and getting that steak in the oven in a timely manner. Because if I don't, it's not going to have enough time to rest and my steak's going to be ruined.
Feel good? Confident?
Feel good. I got a nice sear, I think.
I'm second guessing myself and my brain is just running 800 miles a minute. I can see right away that I didn't sear it off well enough and I have to do something.
What is he doing in the pan? Why would you take a filet out of
the
oven?
And then put it back on the stove.
Put it back in the stove.
Yeah, now I'm totally getting in my head. I'm so stupid.
3 minutes to go. Can't be on the heat. It needs to be on a rack.
I'm going to sear my steak and I look down and my steak is on fire. What am I doing? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just hoping, praying, wishing that Elsa's steak is worse than mine. This sucks. We're going home. What am I doing? Oh, I'm sorry.
3 minutes to go. Can't be on the heat. It needs to be on a rack.
I'm freaking out. My steak is on fire. If I don't fix this, I'm going home.
Sucks. I'm so stupid.
4 minutes to go, guys.
Now I'm just gonna kill this steak.
Based on what you're seeing right now, who do you think is going home?
I think Christopher's going home.
Really?
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Christopher and Elsa, please join us in the restaurant.
I literally could not have made a better filet, but I think we're both good competitors. I think it's going to be pretty neck and neck.
Christopher and Elsa, Gordon does not know which steak belongs to which home cook. On the underside of each plate is your name. Whichever dish that Gordon ultimately prefers, that home cook is safe from elimination. Gordon, please.
Let's start off with this. Could do with a touch more color there. Nice seasoning around the steak, which is good to see. Now, for the most important part. Rare should be strong pink running through. He's slightly undercooked. This part here is cold. However, that's a strong effort. This one. See where it started to sort of caramelize, which is nice. And now for the moment of truth. It's a strong, steady pink throughout. Slightly heavy on the sear. Whoever cooked it. 30 seconds less. Well done, and this is a tough one to call. This plate, seasoned nicely. Even color, top and the bottom. Could do with 30 seconds more in terms of basting, just to get that slight chill out of the center. This one could do with 30 seconds less. Seasoning was finished with strong salt on top. However, two well-executed filet mignons. One has the slight edge. If this is your plate, your time is done. Elsa, you are going home. Christopher.
Chef.
Congratulations. A near perfect filet mignon.
Thank you, chef. Well done.
Head upstairs, please.
Shelley definitely made a mistake today. I think that she's the one who should be going home. Shelley's the one who led us to failure.
Elsa, feel proud of what you've done. Stand strong with your ambitions and continue to strive for what you want out of this industry, because you've had some great moments in this competition.
Thank you.
Please place your apron on my table and leave.
Thank you.
I wanted to send Chris and Derek home.
Love you, babe!
Love you!
But my gamble, it didn't pay off. I sent the wrong person packing tonight.
Next time on MasterChef.
It's a breakfast mystery box.
Boom! The most important meal of the day has the top 16 scrambling to impress the judges.
Stop! All of you are going to get a chance to cook with one of the greatest chefs in America.
Wow!
And then...
a TV dinner endorsed by a pretty good-looking chef.
In their toughest challenge yet, only the home cooks who think outside the box will survive.
Take your apron off now, if that's your best.
One potato, two potatoes.